Om Shanti, good morning. Today is the blessing of 14th of January 2019. May you be liberated from all sins with the power of realization and not try to be clever with the cleverest father. May you be liberated from all sins with the power of realization and not try to be clever with the cleverest father. Some children try to be clever with the cleverest father of all in order to prove their work and make their names appear good. They do have realization at that time, but that realization does not have any power, so the transformation does not take place. Some understand that it is not right, but they then think that their names should not be spoilt, and so they kill their own consciences. This too is accumulated in the account of sin. Therefore, stop being so clever and transform yourself and be liberated from your sins with the realization of a true heart. So Baba's talking about a very big subject today, and that is of realization. Baba said that children have realization that something is not right, which is why they want to fix their name. In other words, they've realized that something's wrong, but the realization stops there. They don't realize that I need to fix something inside of me, but that I need to fix my name in the situation or in front of others. So the realization is not a deep realization. In fact, realization means to see oneself with real eyes. And as Baba says, with the third eye. So I'm only seeing the situation with these two eyes and I'm getting stuck there instead of seeing with the third eye, the real eye. And these children who try to prove to Baba, they want to come out as the hero. And Baba says they argue with Baba. They even give proof to Baba that, see, on this date and in this Murli, this is what you said. But Baba says they don't listen to the point in full context. So Baba will say that, okay, keep courage and Baba will help. But the children just remember the last part by saying, Baba, see, you said you would help. But they don't remember that Baba said keep courage or renounce or be soul conscious. And so this is where Baba said they try to be clever. They try to be lawyers in front of Baba. So if we think that we are cleverer than Baba, then we are really fooling ourselves, because Baba is the cleverest of all and we cannot fool him. Baba is the director, the creator, the hero actor in the drama. And so of course he knows the script, he knows everything. We can't fool him. And Baba used strong words today. He said that we kill our conscience. And the ego will go to great lengths to kill even the conscience. The ego, you can say, is the protagonist in this drama, always wanting to be the lead actor, the lead character in our life. And so it will not allow anyone else to rise up, especially the good ones, especially our conscience. In fact, the ego had put the conscience to sleep, just like Kumbhakarna fell asleep. So now with Baba's knowledge, it is waking up, but very slowly, just as Kumbhakarna woke up very slowly. And so Baba says, at least the soul knows. In other words, it's half awake, but not fully awake yet. So the conscience is that inner voice, which is that sacred part of us that still knows what is right from wrong. And we know we should not fight or cheat or steal. These commandments are in everyone's dictionary. So it shows that there is still some sign of the conscience alive and beating. We all know what is morally right to do. Not to give sorrow, not to harm others, but to be kind, to be gentle. So the conscience is there, it's guiding us, it's telling us something is not right. It's our compass, it's our navigation system. But every time we kill our conscience, we lose power and we become weaker and weaker. Every time I don't listen to the conscience, I become weaker for it. You can say it's like a child that never gets heard, and so he will lose his self-confidence. And with time, it will stop speaking altogether. So the conscience is telling us, don't do this, it's not right, don't go there. But we stop listening to it. So then the conscience feels, what's the point? So the ego's taken over, the ego's taken charge, and the conscience is subservient. So this restlessness we feel inside is actually the misalignment of our thoughts and words and deeds. The thought says one thing, the words utter something else, and we do something completely different. It's like we tell ourselves, oh, I will not eat dinner tonight, and then we end up eating. Or we say, oh, I won't gossip today, and I end up doing exactly that. So every time we go against our righteous self, our good self, our higher self, then we don't like ourselves. This is what makes us lose our peace and happiness. Our conscience is supposed to guide us, to synchronize with Mother Earth, with nature and the animal kingdom, and with all the physical and spiritual laws, to treat everyone with love and respect so that we can live together on Mother Earth. You can say it's like a harmonizing tool that keeps us all together here on Earth. The primary objective of the conscience is to keep us in a state of peace and happiness by always helping us to choose to do the right thing over the wrong, to choose the moral behavior over the immoral, to be kind-hearted as opposed to unkind. It actually asks us to stay in balance. It teaches us what to say, when, to whom, and how much. Otherwise, the alarm goes off and we say, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. This is another reason actually why we should not allow our conscience to condemn other people. We can condemn the behavior but not condemn them, because everyone deep down is a good person. Right? Inside every soul there is the knowledge of what is right, what is wrong. But people become bad for different reasons, and we've got to be understanding about that. We can only hear the conscience clearly in meditation, in yoga, and especially if we're sitting in front of Baba. When the mind is calm and serene and peaceful, then it's very clear what we need to do. Otherwise, when we're in action, the sound is muffled. And not only that, but we maybe hear, but we don't want to hear. We turn a deaf ear. Why? Because we lack the courage to follow it through. During the early days, Baba would hold kacheri, right? This court where at the end of the day, Baba would sit with the children and ask them, okay, what did you do today? And he'd ask them to confess, did they commit any sin? Did they take an extra piece of toli, or did they miss Amrit Vela or something or the other? And if that person did not confess, then Baba would ask the second question, and that is, who saw somebody doing something wrong? And even that person had to confess. Because if they didn't, then they were also guilty. So this was Baba's way of melting the ego and giving that soul a chance to kill the ego. And this is what actually built the inner strength. Of course, we should not aim to commit any sin, but if by chance it happens, then we should not fear that others will know. Because they can only be learning from it, and no one is perfect. And I've seen also the Yagya's opinion has changed so much over the years that it's now embracing and accepting of everyone, even the ones that have left and want to come back. In fact, I remember once I was with Dadi in Madhuban, and I'd known this brother and sister, but known them separately in Gyan for some time. Well, I'd known of them, actually. I wasn't that close to them, but I'd known of them. And then one fine day, they came to meet Dadi, and then they told Dadi that they were getting married. So again, what did Dadi say? Dadi said, "Acha." And then she told Hansaben, "Pull out the best gifts, the best towels, the tolis." And she just treated them with a lot of love and respect. It was really good to see how Dadi handled the whole thing. And so it just shows that, you know, the Yagya is changing. We are all changing. We are all evolving. And we realize that this path is not an easy path. It's a very high path. And Dadi knew that all she could do was really just give her love and blessings, because they had already decided. So if I'm worried about what others think, then I'm not respecting myself and my decisions. And then, of course, I can't live happily. And I won't feel fulfilled. So Baba says that every single day we commit sins. And the main sin we commit is that we forget the Father. So we are all sinners on one level. There's a saying that in every sinner there is a saint, and in every saint there is a sinner. And personally, when I'm hard on myself, I tell myself I could only have made that decision based on what I knew then, based on the information I had then, based on where I was at in the drama then. I couldn't do any better then. And in this way, we love and respect ourselves and we lighten up. And also, so what if everyone knows what we did wrong? We are not perfect. We are pieces in progress. When we do anything, of course, we should have the self-respect to defend what we do. Otherwise, that is also called cheating. And we're cheating ourselves if we're living in fear. So if we truly want to be liberated, then we have to be honest with ourselves. We can't cheat ourselves. Cheating Baba is cheating ourselves, and cheating ourselves is cheating Baba. And that gets us nowhere. And no one likes to be cheated. It's not a nice feeling. But still, Baba loves us and gives us our inheritance. Every soul will get his or her inheritance, because every soul is a child of God. Child means heir to an inheritance. So some will get liberation and others will get liberation in life. But the important thing is everyone will get something from Baba. And also the important thing is they'll be happy, right? If somebody wants peace, they'll get the peace up there in the soul world. And if somebody wants happiness, they will get to go to Golden Age. So everyone will be happy. So let us check today, is our name in the list of those who remember God, or whom God remembers? And Baba said, have a true heart. The Lord is pleased with a true heart. So of course Baba will remember those who have a true heart. And then we'll be on top of that list. So let us end now with a story. It's a story of a martial arts teacher teaching a student how to become a master in martial arts. And so the teacher takes hold of the student by the hand. And this student is trying ever so hard to release the hand from the teacher. And it's really struggling, trying to, you know, push the hand out of the teacher's hand, until finally the teacher says, you are focusing on the part that is trapped, but you're not focusing on the part that is free. He said, 99% of you is free, only 1% is tied. So focus on the part that is free. And of course then the student used their hands and legs and everything else to release themselves from the teacher. And so the moral of the story is that there's a big part of us that is free, maybe a small part of us that is trapped or that is bad or that is sinning. So let us focus on the parts that are free and liberated and give more attention to that and not focus on the parts that are trapped. So it's time now to listen to the inner voice and not switch off the alarm when it goes off. Our conscience is our friend and not our enemy, so we should not fear it. Our conscience is there to help us live and die as a better person. So let us heed to our conscience today. So wishing you all a happy day in Baba's remembrance. Om Shanti.